Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday. It is a little toasty, and that's all that it is. There you go. Thank you very much. Drive safely. Remember your waiters and waitresses. Try the veal. Heavy on veal today. No, actually, we're not. We're not. Julia's got, what am I doing tonight for dinner? Gosh, I'm telling you, this whole being a single dad thing is really difficult. Now, I'm only a single dad because my lovely bride has taken a break from being mom for a couple of days. And she, you know what this does? And I can say this now because what is it? 6 hours later in England? It's 6 hours, but it's like 100 years behind, too. They're weird over there. But yeah, it's like 6 hours. So it's 10 o'clock. So I'm sure she's had some music thing. I hate to use all those technical terms with you, but some sort of music thing. So, Lord knows, she doesn't listen to my show when she's here. You think she's going to listen while she's thousands of miles away? No. So I can say this and just don't tell her. She does a lot of hard work, I'm realizing. She really does. You know, I love Julia. I do. I love Julia more than life itself. And as much as I tell the boys that I love all of my children the same, I also tell them I love Julia the most. So there you go. But I do. I love Julia. And I truthfully love her more than life itself. Right? Wouldn't you do that if God called you up? Because I don't think God does the personal calls anymore. You know, the personal talking, like you just hear him in the head and like, oh, yeah. He doesn't do that anymore. So it'd be like, it'd be a text or a call or something. Hey, Jeff, remember me? I'm the Lord, your God. Oh, yeah. Hey, God, how's it doing? How's it going? All good? Yeah. Listen, I got a deal for you. Okay. Julia can live a long, happy, healthy life. But you have to step in front of a bus. Huh? Yeah, you know all these disabilities and challenges? Yeah. We're dialing them back. Totally just traditional, long, happy, healthy life. But you got to step in front of the bus. I'd be like, well, you know, I love buses. What kind of bus? What color bus? Where is it going to be? Is it a city bus or is it like one of those more inner city buses? Intercity. Those were like the Greyhound buses. Inner city is actually what I like. That's what I want to own someday. And I'm like, if I could only convince Stan Andruski to let me park an old bus somewhere on his massive estate in Hanover County. Did you realize he has the largest personal estate in Hanover now? He does. 82,000 acres. People think it's a state forest. It's not. It's Stan's house. But if he would let me park a bus over there, then I could buy a bus. But I would, right? I mean, you would do that. Wouldn't you? If you really love your kids, of course you would. We'd all sacrifice for our children. Just not every day. I mean, there are those days where like Harry or Joe will say something or do something. I'm thinking, yeah, today would not be the day where I should be asked to sacrifice for you because it's just not going to happen. No. Yeah, I got a sink full of dirty dishes and I know who made them dirty. And I also know who at the moment is washing them. So, yeah, don't come to me today asking for the big sacrifice on my part. But yeah, Heine does a lot of really hard work. That's my point. So I am dad soloing or solo dadding, whichever is appropriate, for about a week. And I there's some things that are not happening. I was supposed to be someplace earlier today, a meeting that actually is very important to me. Not something you would know about necessarily, but it's like, Julia's situation. Can't do it. Can't do it. So I am realizing that Heidi has a lot of difficult stuff. So I'm trying to figure out dinners. Right? At 6:03, you know, I walk in the house. It's happy hour. My job is to pour the drinks. It's pretty easy. And then my job is one of two things, either to drink the drink, which is the really good job, or to feed Julia, which is also a really cool job. And other than that, I'm done for the most part. Weekends, I always say to Heidi, no, really, don't put yourself out. We'll let somebody else do it. No, it's me. Of course it's me. But I got all of it this week. And I'm thinking, okay, so Julia has to have nutritious food. God, they keep putting these requirements on it. And Heidi's like, don't forget. Make sure that she's got, you know, she's got to have vegetables as part of her dinner. You know, we need protein and you need this. Like, yeah, I know. And then I'm thinking, oh, do I know? I do know. I'm not necessarily going to do that. But, yeah. Crazy.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Weird stuff. Anyway, all right, so that's it. That's all my complaining for the day, and I will do my best to move forward. And moving forward, let me share a couple of things with you. I've got a couple of little sound clips that I do want you to take a listen to, because that Maggie Brennan over there at CBS, is she Face the Nation Germ, or... or Meet the Press, or Press the Nation, or Meet the... well, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't know, whatever it is. She had Scott Bessent on. And once again, she's trying to lecture him. If she weren't so thoroughly pedantic, condescending, and obnoxious, I would feel sorry for her. But she is those things, so I don't. Take a listen to cut number one.
So Walmart, there was just a piece published with the conservative strategist Karl Rove. I'm not asking about politics because he is a political strategist, but he went in on the math here. And he points out that Walmart has a profit margin of less than 3%. He says, if it does what Mr. Trump says, eat the tariffs, it can't break even. It can't absorb the cost of imported pair of kids' jeans with a 46% tariff on Vietnam, a 37% tariff for Bangladesh, or 32% tariff on sneakers from Indonesia. Other companies are in the same pickle. So should companies cut back on the amount of goods they have on their shelves, or just on their profitability?
That's a decision company by company, Margaret. And I had a long discussion with Doug McMillon, the CEO of Walmart, and you know, they're going to do what's right for them.
Before consumers, the reality is there will either be less inventory or things at higher prices, or both.
Margaret, when we were here in March, you said there was going to be big inflation. There hasn't been any inflation. Actually, the inflation numbers are the best in 4 years. So why don't we stop trying to say this could happen and wait and see what does happen?
Just trying to gauge for people planning ahead here.
Oh, is that what you're trying to do? Oh, my bad. I thought you were just being a jerk. Plan ahead. You're trying to, for people to plan ahead. Plan ahead to do what? Plan number one, ignore your freaking show on Sundays. That would be plan number one, as far as I'm concerned. Plan number two, C, plan number one. Good Lord. Well, good for him. Once again, schooling little Maggie over there. Wow. Taking a look at the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. 804 says, hey, Jeff, I can explain the understaffing at the Richmond City Jail. Richmond City Sheriff Dr. Antoinette Irving ran out of family members, or they all went on a family vacation. It seems that every city department is a joke. It's seeped with corruption. But it's not a joke when incarcerated folks die needlessly. Our RBA leadership is disgraceful. Cheers from Hanover. Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely agree with you. Just terrible. James River Air text line, 833-804-1140-540 says, hey, Jeff, I agree 100% with you on the plastic bags. Thankfully, the ABC stores brought them back. Also, Laura and I are looking forward to opening night for Some Like It Hot tonight at the Altria Theater. David in Rivers Bend. Well, thank you, David. That's going to be a great show. Absolutely. It's based on the movie of the same name from many years ago. Yeah, the ABC stores. How do I say this without sounding too much like I should be getting a chip or something at some point or calling up this Bill W? No. But they have great bags at the ABC store. They are quality plastic bags. They're always black. Have you noticed that? So nobody can see what you bought at the ABC store. Are they trying to send a message? I don't know. And they also have quality paper bags. And I don't mind paying them because I like the ABC store. 804, Jeff, don't forget, the sheriff is elected by the people. I know, believe me, that is the problem, isn't it? People don't care enough about the city jail to actually examine what's going on with who is or is not the sheriff. That, I believe, is the problem right now. I really do. And I think the sheriff has been able to kind of sort of buy votes, if you will, by letting certain inmates and organized crime elements run the jail. Right? I'm sure there are people supporting them, people funneling drugs into the jail. How do you think the drugs get in there? Why do you think she's not doing as much as she should to stem the flow of illegal drugs and other contraband into the jail? There's something big going on there, and none of it, I hate to say it, but none of it is good. 415, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.